Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more.
Few minutes because Salat al-Maghrib's coming up.
Should
we open it up for some questions, inshallah? We have a microphone we could take around. Inshallah. If there's anyone have any questions, inshallah, you could just raise your hand. And brother will bring it around, inshallah. Any of the brothers and sisters with any questions for Brother Mahmoud? Inshallah, we can. Okay, with a few minutes of questions.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, mashallah.
I think I'm among the brothers who probably remember you from the time you became Muslim, alhamdulillah, and jazakallah khair for a marvelous talk, by the way.
Jazakallah khair.
And I always, actually, as a matter of fact, I remember the time when you stood up for justice at the same time you sat down.
Yeah, mashallah.
And alhamdulillah, and I remember those days that, as a matter of fact, if I say I will not be wrong, majority of the Muslim community at that time did not support you. Forget about the ones who are not Muslim.
Right.
And it took him about 20 years until Kaepernick is the one who, and then they remember, oh, there was a brother who did something like that. So I used to have struggle with the brothers to convince them about what you were doing was noble at that time. So jazakallah khair, first of all, for those days, it still is my memory. And alhamdulillah, what you did was great. Now, talking about, and jazakallah khair for you to bring it up, the Gaza left and right from here and there, the issue of it to remind us. And I don't think we can forget, no matter which sitting we are in, we have to remember that. This is the least we can do within our capacity. But my question around that is this. You talked about the resiliency and you talked about the speaking up against the injustice. And alhamdulillah, we are seeing that even the kuffar, they have the smoke screen that was created in front of them have been taken away. They are able to see. That's why you see encampments and all those things are happening. Mm-hmm. But I get sad that we as Muslims, instead of going back to Islam and looking for the Islam, what Islam provides, the justice that we should be presenting to the people, rather we are going back to the same kufr system and expecting those people who are the culprit, they will provide justice for us. What advice do you give us as Muslims living here? And especially, tell you the truth, I give khutbahs, brother. I probably gave 30 khutbahs since this whole thing started, the Gaza thing. I did not talk any khutbah except I talked about the Gaza. And I had to. But I see that the member of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not used for this purpose anymore. And you mentioned very beautifully about the verses of the Quran, talking about only one verse to the ratio of 1 to 100, as what you mentioned. And but it is because of our minds have been secularized, and we are complacent with our salah, zakah, and hajj, and pillars of Islam, and we don't care about the rest of the walls and the roofs and the doors and the windows are not there. What do you say, especially the ones who have voices, like the brother who's sitting next to you as well, and anyone else, and every individual within the ummah, that what we should do for the issue of the Gaza that can, inshallah, bring justice for not only the brothers and sisters in Gaza, but for the whole mankind, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Man, you said a lot, but I'm not, and I'm saying that in a negative way. A lot of beautiful stuff. I'm glad you said it. One thing you had said, and correct me if I'm wrong, you said that many of us, that we have become beholden to the kufr system and their way of doing things. And we need to get back to, again, what the Quran, what Allah says. And I'm just thinking of this verse. I can read it in Arabic, but I'm not. But indeed, Allah commands you to return trust to those who are qualify for it or competent for it or their rightful owners. And when you judge between people, judge with fairness. What a noble commandment from Allah to you. Surely Allah is all hearing, all seeing. O committed Muslims, obey Allah and obey the messenger and those in authority among you who are qualified. Should you disagree on anything, then refer it to Allah and his messenger. If you truly believe in Allah on the last day, this is the best and fairest resolution. When you were saying that, I also think of a verse where Allah says, whoever doesn't govern by what Allah establishes, reject the truth. And I think there's a verse that in he mentions it back to back. And I can't remember the details. One, he mentions the kufar. One, he mentions, I think, fasiq. And one, he mentions dhulm, right? Govern. I think that's one of the major issues. I think Asada Shakur said it. She said, no one in the world, no one in history, in trying to get their freedom, has ever appealed to the moral sense of those who are oppressing them, right? So I have this issue sometimes with us as Muslims. We're so quick, and I get it, we're afraid. Who wants to lose their job? Who wants to be attacked? But we will promote terminology that's not Islamic terminology. We will try to make democracy seem like it's the Sharia. It's not. Democracy as an institution from its inception has failed. This is just not me saying this, is even among them they're saying this. They say right now, statistically, segregation and so many other aspects of life is worse now than it was in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. But yet we are promoting a system, just like Asada Shakur said, that inherently oppresses us. But if we mention Sharia, we get scared. Right? I'm like, no, if you're so bold and brave and arrogant and cocky to mention, I'm gonna mention, I want an Islamic society. Yes, I do. I'm not afraid of that. I'm not going. So for me, I think that's one of the huge issues. And if we look at what Allah's language is in the Quran, it's very powerful. In Surah An-Nisa, and I forget the surah, but there's language. Now, this is going to rub people the wrong way. There's context to everything. There's language for those who entertain certain things like the tahut. Allah used the language of munafiq. That's strong, right? But Chris Hedges said something this is a non-Muslim guy. He said people confuse democracy with justice and equality the way many confuse pornography with love. I say, wow, right? And so I think when we look at that, we have to look, oh Allah, how should we govern, right? How did the Prophet go about? They offered the Prophet everything. I'm gonna give you money, women, position, keys to the Kaaba. Man, if you put the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left, never would I denounce this mission. Right. And so I think that's a major problem. We keep going to these people time and time and they keep disappointing us. Allah said they'll never be satisfied with you until they cause you to denounce your deen. Allah says, oh, you who are committed to Allah, do not take as your awliya those who reject the truth in the place of the Muslim. He who does so are of them. If that ain't clear, I don't know what is. You know, so I look at that, and that's a major issue. We have to invest in this Quran and in Islam. I think that is the crux of the issue. We were talking today, the brother and I, and it all starts from now. Before you can occupy land, before you can have a military occupation, before you occupy people's land, you have to first occupy this. You have to convince them that this is justified and this makes sense. And this was the way during the Prophet you mentioned earlier, the propaganda campaign, right? Tell them you believe in the beginning of the day and you disbelieve at the end of the day. They tried so many things. And I have issues with that. So I'm with you. I look.
I think there's
also... We 100%.
أَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ I think that we have this complex, I think. I think this is something that a lot of, especially the immigrant Muslim communities, like you were alluding to, which is very frustrating, where we actually believe in the systems, right? And we still believe in, I get so angry. Like mainstream media, by default, I believe it's a lie. You know, like that's where I come at it from, right? So I think this is something from a communal level that we need to tackle. And like you were speaking about, that our Sharia, and Brother Mahmoud also said, we have the system, we have the solutions. Why are we believing in and trusting in things that are, like he said, a failed system that they've propped up and presented to the world as the moral compass, right? Democracy. Like literally they're starting wars saying that we're bringing democracy, because the only reason, they can present this to the world and people eat it up and believe it. The reason we're going to war with these people is because they need democracy, right? And everyone eats it. And not, forget non-Muslims. We're talking about within Muslim societies. We're like, oh yeah, wow, they got democracy. Things are good now. So I think this is, like you're saying, from the minbar, from the front of masajid, it's high time, right? Like it's not the 90s anymore. Now non-Muslims have taken up this, you know, realization, and many of the are waking up. People are waking up and seeing that it's a failed system, that it's a broken system, it's an oppressive system. And so many of us, unfortunately, maybe we're lagging behind, but that same root of what we stand for, what Allah has given us and what we believe in, is, I think, it's the solution.
You know, as the man was talking, I remember an incident, I think in the Sira, where the Quraysh, who were the ruling force at the time, they had asked the Prophet to just recognize our system with just the gesture of your finger. Just point, you know, just give recognition. He wouldn't do that. Not even with the gesture of his finger. If we analyze the policies of Quraysh, the things that they were about then, and we analyze what this society is doing, it's parallel. I was saying to the if my mind don't leave me real quick, I think in our day, and this is, I could be wrong, when Allah speaks about Thamud, the people of Thamud, the people of Hud, the people of Lut, all of these civilizations that had these major things happening in them, I think the time that we're in now, we have all of them at the same time. I mean, it makes you think that Armageddon is right around the corner. Literally. Like we got Thamud, Hud, Lut, we got everything in one city. And if this is not enough for us to say, hold on, man, how long y'all been in existence, America? I mean, y'all are the most imperialistic, terroristic nation on the face of the planet. But you've convinced people to think otherwise. And you want us to feel bad and guilty for saying what's right in front of our face, right? Like you name it. Even people that are, it is so difficult to live in this country. They don't talk about they talk about the people that want to come here, but they don't talk about the people that come here. Once they come here, they are upset. They're frustrated. It's not what you said it was. And the amount of people that are leaving, that are becoming expatriates because of the environment. Medium income people, statistically, they said people like, it's a facade. People with nice cars and homes, medium income, they have one paycheck or two from being on the street. How is this an exceptional society? 90% of the wealth is owned by what, 2-3% of the people. And this is constant. The food is corrupted. Every facet in this life, especially in this country, is corrupted. And we still buy it, hook, line, and sinker. This is one of the most frustrating things for me, Muslim and non-Muslim. I'm like, man, how can we not see? You know what I mean? We see this stuff. We read, it's everywhere. Not just Muslims are saying it, non-Muslims are saying it. And until I'm gonna keep saying this until the day I die, inshallah. Until we literally get back and start not just reading, but engaging the Quran and moving toward it step by step, we will never develop the strength and the power. We shouldn't be afraid of power. The Prophet, I don't think, Kalim Siddiq, he's passed away. He was in London years ago. He has a book called The Stages of Islamic Revolution. He has a lot of books, very powerful thinker. He says something that blew my mind. And this goes back to Sharia as opposed to democracy. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his inception until his passing, what was one of the things that he strove for that eventually gave Islam a power base? The state of Medina. He strove to establish an Islamic state. And he said, Khalim Siddiqui said something very powerful. You can disagree. I agree. He said, our Islam will always be incomplete without an Islamic state. Because through a state, you establish laws and policies. We don't control this country. They can turn around right now, just like what they did with the Holy Land Foundation, right? Or whatever. You're a friend today, you're an enemy tomorrow just because they want to. Because we don't have no military. We don't have no power in politics. We don't really have it. It's just a projection that we do. They give you, hey, vote for this person, do this and do this. And they lie to us every year, every ethnicity. They give you crumbs to make it seem like you're getting ahead. But when you look at the playing field, when you look at the statistics, how can it be worse now? The universities we go to, learn from them, there's no mention by and large. There's a negation of Allah and God in the equation. You're taught to be individuals and not collective. I mean, every facet of life, we just died. And it's like, man, boy, y'all have done a wonderful job of just brainwashing us. And so that's the thing. You just opened up a can of, that's the thing that just mind boggling to me. And I pray, please, Allah, one of my prayers every day, one of the little things I say, please, Allah, strengthen us as a body of Muslims to truly embrace Tawheed, your oneness, right? I mean, literally, man, I cry for, like, please, Allah, just enough of us. It's never going to be all of us, but enough of us. Because Allah says, how many times have a small group overcame many by your permission? So please strengthen us to become connected to Tawheed and become unified. Because that's the only way. And I know it's like the way I'm saying it is generic, but just like when they say when you read a contract, go read the details. The fine print. Go read the fine print of what that means to have Tawheed and to be connected and to govern by what Allah say govern by and all that comes from that as a result. Man, you know, oh, please Allah.
So if we could take it's time for Salat Maghrib.
Mashallah.
I think we'll have Azan now. Would you be open to a few more questions?
Alhamdulillah. Look, I'm open for questions and I'm open to hear from everybody else. I want to learn.
So inshallah, I know we kind of ran out of time. There were some others that wanted to have, you know, ask their questions as well. So we'll pray Salat Maghrib now, inshallah. And then we can take a few more questions after, if that's all right. Inshallah. I kind of overstepped, but... Inshallah. Jazakumullah khairah. Allah reward you, Brother Mahmood. And I encourage everyone to stay after, you know, for the continued question and answer session, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We have pizza and cookies and some chai after Maghrib, inshallah. Pizza. So inshallah, after some refreshment for you, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and Sira are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.